when you read down through it, it said that they would be looking at, did farmers need extra slurry space? And whoever wrote this obviously hadn't a clue of what they were talking about, for the simple reason it's not that there's extra cattle or extra slurry in the country, it's why we couldn't put it out with the weather conditions. So that debunks their theory on that. The second part, where they said that those farmers that look for it would be prioritised in inspections. Now, it's the last thing farmers want is inspections. What a threat like that will do is some farmers won't even bother ringing up, and they will put out their slurry when they think the weather situation is good, which isn't an ideal situation either. But when you put a threat over farmers, and bear in mind that over the last 2 months, they probably have only 3 or 4 days dry when some of them had to try and get in silage. Land isn't fit to put out the slurry, and they are gone through mental torture with the situation, trying to keep cattle going on fields. Some of them had to put the cattle in, and this thrown on top of it, I think, is very untimely, unjustified. It's not needed, and I think that the minister needs to come out and clarify the situation and put farmers' minds at ease.